Bene, bene. Grazie. Grazie Presidente, onorevoli senatrici e senatori.
This is Tony Iwobi, Italy's first senator with an African background. He came to Italy in 1976, studied the language, met his wife, and ended up in Spiro, a small town in the north of the country, a region not known for its openness towards strangers.
A dire la verità, mi è venuto qualche inizialmente.
I must admit, in the beginning, I didn't feel at ease. I spoke the language badly, didn't have any friends, and didn't know anyone who looked like me or had the same skin color as me. So I felt a bit lost.
Despite the tough start, Iwobi settled in and went on to become a successful entrepreneur in the IT sector. Nessun Dorma, the unofficial party song of the right-wing Lega Nord, or Northern League. Iwobi joined the party back in 1992. Even though the League has become associated with populism and nationalist policies, Iwobi says he was attracted by its federalist ideals. The League advocates greater regional autonomy, politically and economically. Its power base is in the north of Italy. Iwobi describes the party's rhetoric against outsiders, namely southerners and immigrants, as folklore.
Non è la Lega che ho conosciuto io.
That's not the League I know.
Today, Tony Iwobi is a senator and responsible for the League's immigration policy.
La Lega stesso è stato il primo e l'unico.
The League is the only political party with a clear immigration policy based on 3 points. 1. We want legal and regulated immigration. 2. People who are fleeing from conflict areas should, without a doubt, be given shelter. 3. We are against illegal immigration.
Just a few kilometers from Iwobi's office in the Senate is Tiburtina, Rome's second largest railway station. There are dozens of immigrants. One of them is Demba, who's from Mali.
I came to Italy 3 years ago. I used to have a residence permit, but it expired and won't be renewed. I don't know why. I used to work on the tomato fields down south, but someone promised me a job here in Rome. Because my permit's expired, I'm not allowed to work. So now I just hang around here at the train station.
Demba and others like him is waiting for volunteers from the Baobab Refugee Center, which helps organize food and shelter for immigrants in Rome, both legal and illegal. The number of immigrants arriving in Italy by boat has decreased because of hardline policies introduced by the government. But Andrea Costa, who works for Baobab, says government policies are boosting the number of illegal people here. For example, a new law that came into effect in December abolished 2-year residency permits on humanitarian grounds.
Many people were given residency permits for humanitarian reasons and then lost the right to stay. And there are young immigrants who were in regular refugee centers and then thrown out of them the day they turned 18. Italy creates its own illegal residents.
The mayors of a number of large cities have also spoken out against the tough new laws. But back at the Senate, Nigerian-born Tony Iwobi doesn't accept their protests.
I sindaci dov'erano prima?
And where were these mayors earlier? When uncontrolled immigration created social unrest? When big money was made exploiting immigrants? Or when thousands of immigrants were left to their fate?
Every day here at Tiburtina, volunteers bring food to immigrants and homeless who live around the station.
Che si mangia stasera? Rigatoni col tonno, penne col tonno.
Today it's pasta with tuna, bread and bananas.
Cosa fa? Noi
Yes, I do.
Goran asks whether I speak English and starts to talk to me. He's from the Kurdish part of Syria, arrived in Italy 2 years ago and claims to have his documents.
And now what?
Now nothing, in the street. Because here in Italy don't give us nothing. If you get paper also, put us in the street.
What are you planning to do? What's your?
I plan to back to my country.
Okay. Well, you can go to the police and say, "Well, I want to go back to Syria."
No, because I say you can't go yourself because Syrian we don't allow it to send people to Syria. So must you go yourself. You buy fly yourself and you go self. We can't do anything for you.
So you're basically stuck.
Yeah.
There are tens of thousands of immigrants like Goran in Italy, stuck in irregular and low-paid jobs, not able to afford a decent place to live or a ticket back home, and not allowed to go to another EU country to improve their situation. There are fears that the situation facing immigrants could get worse. And perhaps ironically, Senator Tony Iwobi, who came here from Nigeria more than 40 years ago, could play an important role in deciding their fate. Angelo van Schaik, DW, Rome. Allontanarsi dalla linea gialla. Ferma in tutte le stazioni.